You are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome back. So glad you're joining me today on your drive or on your walk, or if you're just sitting down, wherever you are. So glad you're here right now. You know, I recently had the pleasure of traveling to the Pacific Northwest, Oregon specifically, and I have to say I was reveling in the beauty of nature's bounty. And as we made the drive to and from my honey drove, thank you, Remy, I thoroughly enjoyed the snow-capped peaks of Mount Shasta and then the lush greenery of Portland, Oregon. And, you know, I remember my life coach, Zig Ziglar, talking about running up in the hills of Portland, Oregon, and that area is just gorgeous. It truly was a breathtaking experience. And you know, my old chief, she was an amazing maester. She said that when she retired the first time, she noticed places she had never noticed before. And I so get that. Isn't that funny how when we pay attention, we see much more of what is there to see. And so as I visited Oregon, my home away from home, it feels that way for me. I couldn't help but appreciate the beauty of my spring in my Oregon neighborhood with cherry blossom trees lining the streets, painting the town with their delicate blooms. It was so gorgeous. And you know, this is the right time to be in the Pacific Northwest. And I also got to see my sister Stan, who moved out there. It was just perfect getting our coffee at the Stomping Grounds Cafe, which is a couple of minutes from my house. And I saw this beautiful sign that said sisters in the cafe. And I'm really close with both of my sisters. So, and of course, with my sisters who passed away, I had two sisters who passed away and I just love them all. And so seeing that sister sign in the cafe, it was kind of like a sign for me. It made it perfect. Anyway, all of this really set the stage for this week for me. Now, before we dive into today's topic, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude. And I've been overwhelmed, I really have, by the love and support I've received lately, particularly during my retirement celebration. It was a joyous occasion filled with so many more memories that I got to see old friends and make those heartfelt connections again. It was just so nice to see people that I have known since first grade and see people, you know, travel from different states and even from a different country. My sister traveled from a different country. And that was just so special to me. I really loved it. And the fun surprise was that I got 5 work offers in that last week to work as a retiree. So fun. But alas, I set aside the temptation to work with some great maesters. My honey and I have some amazing projects in the works. So thank you. But as the great maester sword fighter from Game of Thrones said, he said, what do we say to the God of death? We say, not today, not today. So for me, to the God of 9-to-5 jobs, not today. So much fun. Now, let's jump into today's discussion. I want to share with you a powerful concept that has been truly instrumental in my journey towards my Project Weight Loss success. And it's called the 90-second rule. Now, the 90-second rule is a simple yet profound rule, principle really, that can transform, change how we experience and manage our emotions. And it revolves around the idea that from the moment we have a thought that triggers an emotional response, it takes approximately 90 seconds for that emotion to dissipate. And so this concept has 2 very well-known maesters. One is a more current maester, Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, and the other is an original, an OG, Maester Viktor Frankl. And so this rule, I wanted to talk about it because it's so important. Now, I know you may ask, why is this important? Well, primarily because it empowers us to choose our response to any given situation rather than reacting impulsively. And you know, our amygdala, often referred to as our brain's fight, flight, or freeze response, that center in our brain, it plays a crucial role in our emotional reactions. And this is what Maester Jill says about it. She says, It takes 90 seconds from the time we have a thought that's going to stimulate an emotional response. When we have an emotional response, it results in a physiological dumpage into our bloodstream. It flushes through and out of our body in less than 90 seconds. Thank you for that, Maestro Jill. So what I want to say is I want to add another concept here, not directly related to the 90-second rule, but related to this whole concept of whole body awareness. And basically, if you understand the 90-second rule, you can interrupt those reactive patterns and regain power over any future emotion. And I'm going to restate that later. The other thing that I loved about this maestro is her concept on the looking at the brain as a whole brain. And I love this approach because this really, to me, equates similarly to Maestro T. Colin Campbell's perspective on holism and my perspective on a holistic approach to our well-being. And so a lot of what I'm speaking to when I share with you that how we want to treat our body, how we want to treat ourselves, it's kind of like a full system. And Maestro Jill, she talks about this as well. And when she speaks to the brain, she talks about how both the brain's left and right hemisphere, it's a whole system that works, right? It's not that your left brain or right brain and you work this way or work that way. It's your brain is working this whole way together. And so we need to be aware and cognizant of it. And that's how our body is as well. You know, we have our mind, we have our emotions, we have our spirituality. We have all these elements of our person to make us a whole person. And so what happens in these 90 seconds is that it dumps into that physiological response in our bloodstream. So it's physical. And it flushes through, comes out the other way in 90 seconds. So by understanding this 90-second rule, we can interrupt this reactive pattern and start to regain power over our future emotions and by consequence, our future results. And so many of the people that speak to this 90-second rule speak also about the Maester Viktor Frankl. And if you follow me, you've heard me speak about him, this Maester. Viktor Frankl, to me, is a genius and really illustrates that no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation you're in, you always have that space. So for us in our Project Weight Loss, in this case, we're going to take it down to a small, tiny level to give us that space. You know, when I first looked at this rule years ago, he kept coming up, Viktor Frankl. And when I was doing my master's program over 10 years ago, there was a lot of reading and work around the teachings of Peter Drucker and also Viktor Frankl. And so I pulled his book and actually read it. And I ended up reading it twice. It was so good. The first part is amazing. It's his story. And he talks about his experience and a little bit of his work as well. And the second part is very clinical because he was a clinician who was studying himself and the people around him during the Holocaust. But in any case, the idea is that a lot of his work is in this brain science, particularly around our reactivity. And it stems, I believe, to some part around Maester Frankl's work, which is why his name is usually thrown around in these topics. You see, Maester Frankl teaches us from his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that when we can no longer change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And this is what he says. Everything can be taken from a human, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. End of quote. So good. So good. I tell you, this guy. And you know, more recently, I was introduced to Dr. Jill Bowl Taylor, and she's written two books. Now, full disclosure, while I have read Maester Frankl's book, I have not read Maester Jill's books. Now, what I have seen is what she has said in YouTubes, and I have also seen, of course, her amazing quotes. And she says that, fortunately, how we choose to be today is not predetermined by how we were yesterday. You and you alone choose moment by moment who and how you want to be in the world. I encourage you to pay attention to what is going on in your brain. Own your power and show up for your life. Thank you, Mr. Joe. This is so perfect. I love what she's saying here, because she's basically saying you can decide and choose how you show up for yourself and for the people around you. And you know, I love practicality. So what I want to offer you are some options on those 90 seconds, because our brain loves confusion, right? I don't know how, what are you talking about? Especially when it comes to change. That amygdala is so good at keeping us in the cave. So what can we do in those 90 seconds? And here are some options for those 90 seconds, that minute and a half. You can take 10 deep breaths using the 4x4x8 method. And I really like this method. Basically, you take in a breath, counting 4 seconds or counting number four, and then you hold the breath for four, and then you release it for eight. And the important part here is in the release. A lot of people take that big deep breath in, but really the important part is in that release, because that's where that stress is coming out. The other thing you can do is sing a song or listen to some music. And you know, it was recently I was speaking to my honey, and he said that he had an employee that I think when ever he didn't like what he was hearing, he would start singing. And that is another way to look at this. And the third thing that you can do is you can practice silent reflection or meditation. And I love to meditate. And you know that about me. And I also like stillness. So you can just be still, right? It's not easy, but man, it regenerates you. The other thing that you can do is you can bring awareness to your body through a body scan. And this is also really great because it brings you back into the present. It brings your physiological person back to the present, where you start to really be mindful and watchful. The other thing that you can do is another option is you can take a short walk to clear your mind, right? Just a quick get up out of your desk, get up out of the, you know, wherever you're at, and just go for 40 seconds out, 40 seconds back. You're good to go. The other thing that I like is to smile. And this, again, going back to the physiological, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, it's fake. I don't feel it. How can I smile? But really, even if it feels forced, it's not fake, because your body's doing it, right? And so the minute that your body goes into that physiological state of you being awareness of what you're doing, your brain obeys you, right? It's like you're telling your brain what to do. So if you're telling your brain this feels fake, guess what? It's going to feel fake. But if you're smiling and you're telling your brain, I'm okay, it's going to feel good. The other thing you can do is repeat a positive affirmation to yourself. And this doesn't have to be, you know, happy-go-lucky, but it can be positive. So for example, if you just got admonished, or if you just, someone said something that really angered you and ticked you off, right? Then you can say, I'm going to be okay. This situation is going to be okay. That's a positive affirmation. That's not saying this situation is great. It's saying I'm going to come out the other end. The other thing you can do is you can count slowly to 15, right? So, or just count slowly. And again, this starts to bring you back to that present moment. Or you can use a timer and track the 90 seconds. Just look at the 90 seconds on your phone or on your watch if you have one with the seconds. And then last, you can acknowledge and label the emotion you're experiencing. And I've spoken about this in the past. It's called noting. So you can note the anger, note the sadness, note the anxiety, and label it. Now, while I give you these options, I want to take a moment. And if you allow me, I want to share a personal story that illustrates the power of this 90-second rule. You know, years ago, I found myself in a very tense situation at work where my boss, harsh words triggered feelings of anger and shame within me. And so I was in the office and my boss yelled at me and said these things, and I was triggered. And so I went back to my desk, and this person was someone I really admired. And I was not the only one of this person's employees that had cried in the office. This person was amazing, but the situation, not so amazing. It was really, to me, a misunderstanding, as is the case so many times when there's grief or anger. And yet, instead of reacting impulsively, I implemented the 90-second rule. I sat down at my desk, I took some deep breaths, and I allowed myself to feel the emotion and consciously counted to 90. Within that brief period, I was able to process the intensity of my emotions, the tears streaming down my cheeks, and I regained my composure. While I wasn't thrilled about the situation, I was no longer overwhelmed by anger or tears. And you know the funny part. This is really interesting. I recently got a personal call from this individual, and it was a thrill to speak with this person. I was humbled in our interaction with the positive feedback I received. It made my drive back home beautiful because this person called me on my drive back from Portland. And, you know, looking back at that single moment when I was at my desk, I can for sure say that that 90-second rule helped me to stay present, regain my peace, and act in my best interest and in the best interest of my job and my employer. All good here on the waterfront. You see, I didn't go to the food. I knew that there was a vending machine there. And in my mind was that thought initially, go to the vending machine. I didn't do that. I sat down. And what happened? I didn't say something I could regret. And I didn't let it stop me from my job. What a gift this rule is. The opportunity to look at our reactivity. You see, the question is not whether you will do something as a reaction to a stimuli. The question is, what will you do or not do as a reaction to that stimuli? And more importantly, what will be the effect of that cause? Yes, the cause and effect. And so this 90-second rule allows you to do what you intend to do, to think about how you want to move forward, providing you that space to work in your best interest. And you see, this affects our project weight loss so much, so much. It's such a tiny rule and such a, you would say, simple rule, but it's so powerful. In project management, it can help us deal with stressful situations and make effective decisions. And in weight loss, for our project weight loss, managing emotions like stress or boredom or anger can prevent emotional eating and really support your healthy habits moving forward. Reacting impulsively can wreak some real setbacks and really poor outcomes, whether it's in our work, whether it's in our project weight loss. And yet, if we take that pause to allow that 90-second rule, this allows for better responses and better outcomes. And so understanding the triggers and emotions really helps in making informed decisions and staying on track towards our goal. Now, I want to talk for a minute on strategy. To me, the key to mastering the 90-second rule lies in self-awareness and acceptance. By knowing ourselves and recognizing our triggers, you know, I love this saying, to thy own self be true, we can effectively manage our emotional responses. It's about being present in the moment and embracing who we are and where we are on our journey. Remember, there's no shame in experiencing emotions. Really think about it. There's no shame here. They're a natural part of our human existence. What matters is how we choose to respond to them. And you see, I love this concept of pausing, right? Because the reason for this pause, this little moment of time, is so that we can become the driver of the situation. And what I mean by that is this. I've heard people say that I cannot control my emotions, or I don't want to be fake, or not everything is happy and joy. And I get that. I agree with all of that. Those are generally not dynamic factors. You can't change the past. You can't change the vibration in your body that is currently having in the moment, right? That physiological response. Nor do you want to really, because it's a done deal, right? You really don't want to change that. It's done. But what you can change is whether you're going to spin in the rethinking, refeeling of the situation that occurred, that loop, right? Are you going to stay in that loop? And this is where control can happen in the future thought and future action. That's all of this is where, to me, the strategy lies. This is where that 90-second pause is genius. It's a master rule. Do you see it? So simple and elegant at the same time. And this is similar on a much smaller level, my analogy that I'm going to make, in the pause between breaths. You don't notice it or even feel the pause, that moment of time, but there is. There's a pause when you're catching your breath. Well, I want us to catch ourselves from our intentions, catch our breath, so to speak. And this rule really gets us there because we will process the stimuli, the stimulation of what's happening. No doubt about that around you. But then what? And that's where we can say, not today, looping thought, not today. When we can't get over the anger or the emotions associated with the situation, it's because we're spinning in the memory of the moment. And I want to share a teaser. There's another rule of 90 that I use, and I use it for my finances. And I'm going to speak to it at a later episode when I speak to opportunity cost of our lives and money in our world, right? And that is another important rule of 90. And that is also in quarters. And we'll talk about that. So this thought of 90, it's really important to be cognizant of the concept of it. It basically is breaking down time. And so in the rule of 90 for finances, it's breaking down how we manage our money. But alas, I'm not going to talk about that today. So I do want to recap what Maestro Joe Bold Taylor teaches us in this episode. And that is, it takes 90 seconds from the time we have a thought that is going to stimulate an emotional response. When we have an emotional response, it results in a physiological dumpage into our bloodstream. It flushes through and out of our body in less than 90 seconds. And I wanted to restate it because it's so valuable to repeat. And so as we navigate the complexities of life, let us strive to cultivate that inner peace amidst the chaos. Peace doesn't mean a life devoid of challenges. Rather, it's the ability to find serenity amidst the storms. So I encourage you to embrace the power of the 90-second rule in your own Project Weight Loss journey. Own your power. Show up for yourself. And remember that you have the freedom to choose how you will respond to any situation. Thank you so much for joining me today. And with that, I want to leave you with the quote of the week. To experience peace does not mean that your life is always blissful. It means that you are capable of tapping into a blissful state of mind amidst the normal chaos of a hectic life. By Jill Bolt Taylor. Have an amazing, blissful week this week, and try out this new rule or reinstitute it if you've used it in the past for your Project Weight Loss success. I love you so much. Don't forget to share the episode with your loves.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.